is no point signing the Kyoto Treaty because the car you were driving puts out 4 tons of gas a year and you didn't even know it. Kyoto is a half measure to what should be done to save this planet from overheating itself into a cesspool with no polar caps. In 50 world scientists know the politicians are just rats using resources of the world to keep fictive economies running. Well, Kyoto needs America to sign it because America is the worst polluter. China is just a little bit behind, but is catching up faster than a finger on a burning match. At this moment, CO2 output will increase by 79% before the year 2020. But 12% is already too much for the Americans. The Kyoto Treaty was designed to reduce CO2 and other noxious gases by 5% a year by the year 2012. And we are like fishes swimming up a river that gets faster and faster and faster every year. But today we all help make 5 billion tons of gas emissions a year, which will be 10 billion in the year 2020. Thank you, America. And we can talk and talk and fly a plane around the world or participate in meetings that have little chance to really change things. Kyoto is a little bit like Nagasaki is over. The world is finishing. And we are like termites in a house. Termites that vote how to handle the sawdust we produce. And the king termite won't sign the contract until the whole house caves in. Thank you, America. As I said in Ventolin in 1998, the world will be 1 degree hotter at the poles and 70 degrees hotter here. We've been able to increase our gas output 120 times. Thank you, industrialization. To give you an idea about what this expansion means, imagine you live in an apartment that measures 40 square meters. If we use the gas ratio increase, your apartment would be 4,600 square meters. NASA should launch a probe now to see if there will be life on Earth in the year 2020.